Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Life is not going to be in a bubble. I don't know how difficult it's going to be, but we'll get some of the insight. Our good friend Brian Billick, Super Bowl winning head coach, NFL Network analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Compliments of our friends over there at X-Tech Shoulder Pads. They are the best, without a doubt. Coach, how you been?
Doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing well. At this point in time, I'm usually just amped up for the camps, and I'm ready to go. And I have to admit, I have no idea what this thing's going to look like. Do you?
No, this is, as they say, we're off the map here a little bit. And I can't imagine for the coaches who've had to have gone through how many iterations of planning from regular preseason to know there's only two preseason games to get to camp. And, okay, there'll be no preseason games, no scrimmages. You have 6 weeks, obviously, to generate or to organize the teaching sequence you want, which puts a heightened pressure on obviously going against one another, evaluating young players. I mean, there's a lot going on here in a way that we've never had to face before.
Drawing off of your experience, not being able to see your guys, not being able to have mini camps, not being able to have OTAs, new guys coming in this case of the Green Bay Packers, you're going into the second year of this offense. I can imagine it's just very difficult. Where do you begin? I mean, obviously you want to stay in touch with your guys, but how difficult is it when you can't get your hands on the guys to see them face to face, to see what they're understanding and not understanding?
Well, it has tested, obviously, the creativity of the coaches. Certainly when you begin with a Aaron Rodgers and that veteran presence, certainly that can help to accelerate. And the toughest thing is obviously dealing with the young guys, because of this whole process, that's the thing that has got to be the biggest concern for coaches, because the evaluation of these young players with no games, no scrimmages, is going to be put to a premium. And because the last thing you want to do is let good young talent walk out the door. So, but I'm sure they'll put together. I imagine as it begins, they'll go in phases, because there's three types of conditioning in camp. There's cardiovascular, muscular, and then hitting shape. Cardiovascular, they'll come in, they'll be fine. Muscular, that's just being in football shape. Once you get into, you know, the soreness through the first week with the major muscle groups, the hams, the quads, the calves, the groin muscles, you know, that cutting and that sharp turning. But the hitting shape, that's going to be the key over the next six weeks. As a coach, you've got to decide how much, and you're half going to do it against each other. There's no scrimmages or games. How much do we have to hit? I spent most of my time at any given training camp practice watching my team and deciding, okay, how much can I get away with hitting at the end of practice, fatigue wise? Because getting into hitting shape is a quantifiable thing, and that's going to be one of the big challenges for the coaches over the next 6 weeks.
Without preseason, how difficult, because there's some guys, I go back and look at a guy like Tremont Williams, even Sam Shields that the Packers have had, they've had success with over the last few years, where you get a guy that wasn't drafted, and he comes in and he shows you in those preseason games, not only in the classroom and on the field, on the practice field, but in those preseason games, yeah, he's got it. He's got something that maybe a lot of teams overlooked, and we've found this diamond in the rough. I can't imagine how many reps are you going to give a guy that is a street or college free agent walking into your team when you're not going to have preseason games to really kind of judge them by.
And that's the tough thing. And I've been doing shows all day, and that concern has been brought up across the board that you're going to end up missing on some good young players. What I think might happen, this sounds a little counterintuitive, but what might happen is that some of those veterans that are at that stage in their career, maybe on a bubble that still could be a viable part of your team, but you're going to have some good young players that you haven't seen enough of. And you're thinking, you know what, I can't let that. We think this guy's going to be pretty good. We really haven't seen it yet, haven't had an opportunity. What we're going to bet on to come and therefore let this more seasoned veteran go. I can see a lot of that happening as well. It's that evaluation of talent, you know, the teaching progression and getting ready for the season, that'll all come together. As long as they don't kill each other after 6 weeks, that's going to be the tough thing,
yeah,
too. Just facing each other for 6 weeks, it's going to be tough to keep it fresh and don't let the players get bored. But to not let that young talent walk out the building, that's going to be the biggest concern of coaches and personnel people.
When it comes to the defense of the Green Bay Packers, usually at this point, when you get into the regular season, who's ahead? Is it defensively or is it offensively as far as the absorption of the playbook and what they're supposed to be doing, specifically without the ability to judge them when it comes to the preseason games? Who would be ahead, do you think?
Well, you know, this sounds judgmental. I'm not trying to be that way. There's less defensively. I mean, there's less moving parts per se. Certainly the orchestration, the timing on offense. That's not to say that defenses aren't integrated and have to have a high level of connectivity. But there's just fewer calls as well. So just the sheer mechanics of offense, you would think that it takes a while for the offense to come around. You would think that would favor the offense. Now, when you begin with a guy like Aaron Rodgers, that can go pretty quickly. And the tough thing with defense and where it shows up is a defense can be playing ahead of an offense, certainly. But when you make a mistake on offense, okay, you punt. You make have a big breakdown or a mistake on defense, you know, crank up the band and bring on the PAT team. It just is more glaring. So, yeah, defense can be performing well and be a little ahead of the offense, but all it takes is a couple plays for them to get behind the eight ball.
Talking with Super Bowl winning head coach and now with the NFL Network, Brian Billick, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Have you gotten a glimpse or heard any of the talks or discussions or any of the inside when it comes to protocols for this? Because I don't know. Is it one test, three tests, five tests that if you get some positives in this, that they start shutting teams down or leagues down? Because this is going to be – there is no roadmap for this. We all understand that. So I just wonder kind of where the NFL is thinking.
Well, we had a session at the NFL Network virtually the other day, and it included the top physician. I'm embarrassed to say I forgot his name for this with the league. And obviously they've got a plan in place, and it begins with everybody coming in, testing, then they get sequestered for 3 days, get tested again, and if those two tests are positive, then they can join the clubs and begin that process. And there's a very intense, almost daily process of testing and monitoring the players. So it will be thoroughly, the protocols are in place. And during the camp, and if you have a positive and the way you sequester guys and move people around, you know, that they'll get that done. The question I have is obviously once you get into the regular season, the competitive balance in terms of all of a sudden you get a rash of this in one room, the offensive line. And three guys going into the week turn up positive. You know, beyond the implications of what does it mean to the team and getting guys separated and whatever, now all of a sudden you have, and that's not, you know, that's a, you don't just throw in three new offensive linemen into the mix and think you're going to go out and play real well. And it could hit anywhere. And so the teams that are fortunate enough to maybe not have a lot of exposure versus teams that may be the best, let's say the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens, clearly the best two teams in the AFC, identifiably. But all of a sudden they get hit with a rash of this, and all of a sudden that changes the competitive balance, and they're not as good. So yeah, that's the part that I'm going to be interested in seeing how this unfolds.
In addition to that, Coach, before we get you out of here, you get a guy like Mike Zimmer, who they put a lot of stock in. They believe in. They gave him a contract extension. They gave Kirk Cousins a contract extension. What does that do for a coach who's really, I don't want to say been on the hot seat, but there's a lot of people that believe that he should have been to at least a championship by now and hasn't been able to get there. Were you a little bit surprised that the Vikings went ahead and gave him that deal?
Well, I know they believe in Mike Zimmer, as they should, and as a coach, I was thrilled to see that. But keep in mind now, in the NFL, all that means is you're going to get paid. doesn't mean you're going to beat it. I take my own experience. We go 13-3, lose in the divisional round. I get a new 4-year contract. And the next year we go, whatever it was, 5, and, you know, I lose my quarterback, my offensive line, Jonathan Ogden, Ray Lewis. I mean, we just get decimated. We go 5-11 or 6-10 or whatever it was, and I get fired. So, yeah, it's great that they have that kind of confidence. But for Mike Zimmer, and he knows very well, all this means is I'm going to get paid. Doesn't mean I'm going to be, you know, we still got to go out and produce.
Mm-hmm. Coach, always a pleasure. Great to talk to you. I'm glad you're safe. You're doing well. And hopefully the next time we talk, we're talking about play on the field. I appreciate it, okay?
Sounds great.
Hey, real quick before I let you go, got to let you tell us a little bit about the X-Tech pads and how they're doing, because the company seems to be going through the roof.
Yeah, it is. We're the number one pad in the National Football League. Players like George Kittle, Matt Ryan, Saquon Barkley. The thing I'm most proud of is the fact that this is a company. We are the number one pad. There's been no interruption because everything is 100% American made. And the difficulty now, like we said, you don't have exposure to these players. Getting your players fitted, whether it's college, pro, or high school players, we have a digital process that's based on age, level of play, position, injury history, height, weight, shoulder measurements that form fit these to the players like no other pad. It's really the pad that the young people ought to be in high school. They can go to xtechpads.com.
Excellent stuff. Coach, we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
There you go. Coach Brian Billick, Super Bowl winning head coach, NFL Network analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call us 800 or call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.